Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by January 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings, everyone, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to our live stream today. We are on live stream due to circumstances beyond our control, but we thank God that we are able to be able to fellowship together this day. Amen. So we thank God. I just want us to spend a minute or two just to worship God and just thank God and give him the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise. Let's just spend a moment or two just to thank God. Father God Almighty, we thank you this morning. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We bless your holy name. We lift you up, oh God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you this morning. Yes, you are deserving all praise. You are deserving of all glory. Yes, Lord, I pray right now that everything that has breath must bless your name. Yes, let everything that has got breath praise your holy name. Yes, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Father God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Yes, you are worthy. Lord, we thank you for what we see. We thank you for what we have experienced. And we even thank you for what is to come. Lord God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Come on, let's bless God. Let's bless God. Come on. Come on. Stand up on your feet in your house and begin to thank God right now. Bless him. Lift him up. He's worthy. He's worthy to receive glory. He's worthy to receive honor. He's worthy to receive praise. Yes, he's worthy of every praise that will proceed from the lips of your mouth. He's worthy. He deserves every praise that proceed from the lips of my mouth. Come on, bless God, bless God, bless God. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, stand up on your feet and begin to walk around and bless God wherever you are. Bless God wherever you are. Yes, Don't tell yourself, I'm in my house. No, that is, I'm not in church. No, right there where you are, it is church. Come on, begin to stand on your feet right now and bless God. He's worthy to receive every praise that proceeds from my mouth. Yes, he's all deserving. He has done great things. He has done wonderful things. He has done wonderful things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Come on, there is so much that the Lord has done in your life, in my life, in the lives of our families, in the lives of our parents, our sisters, our brothers. Oh, there's a reason to bless him. There is a reason to bless him. There is a reason to give him the glory. Come on, bless God. Bless God wherever you are. Wherever you are, lift up your voice and worship him. Lift up your voice and begin to bless him. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Wherever you are joining us from, lift him, lift him, lift him. He's worth. He's worth to receive glory, honor, and power. There is no one like him. There is no one like our God. There is no one like God. There is no one like our God. Oh, there is no one amongst all the gods. There is no one who stands shoulder, who stands above all, who stands above all. Yes, unmistakably better than any other God. Father, Lord, we bless you. Yes, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. You are worthy of all glory and honor. You are incomparable. You are incomparable. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you today. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for every soul that joins us this morning. Yes, wherever they are come, they are connecting us from. Father, I pray that this grace that is in this place right now will reach out to them. I pray, Lord, you know their needs. You know what bothers them. You know what they are going through. And I pray that today's word will be an answer to somebody's question. I pray that today's word will be a solution to somebody's problem. Yes, I pray that today's word, Lord God, will open doors to somebody whose doors were closed. I pray that, Lord, today this word will be a light to somebody who was in darkness and confused about where to go, what to do, and how to do it. Father, Lord, I pray, God, that your word will be everything and everything to everybody who is here. I pray that you will be Yahweh and you will be that which you must be in their lives. That will be your name today as they experience you afresh. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your time, Lord. This is your moment. Yes, we scatter every powers of darkness that will try something. Yes, God, we declare them powerless over the airwaves. We declare them powerless over technology. We declare them powerless over what's happening in their homes and wherever they are connecting from. Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall surely be glad and rejoice in it. Lord God, we thank you and we bless you. And somebody said, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Yes, we know that there are people connecting from all over. Yes, and also from even from here. And, you know, there are people also in other buildings and so on. So we thank God, yes, for all of you. Yes, we thank God for all of you. And I really believe that today it will be a wonderful experience. It will be a wonderful experience for you to have a church wherever you are. Yes, and also live stream. We have not live streamed perhaps since our services since COVID time. So it has been a long time, and you know, I hope this is the beginning of new things to come, wonderful things to come as far as our streaming challenges were concerned. It would be wonderful if we could do our services live, you know, from now onward. It would be wonderful, but let's pray for it. Let's pray for it that it is possible. Whatever technological challenges that we have been having, I pray that we are going to overcome them. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ. Are you ready for the word of God? Are you ready? Ask your neighbor, are you ready for the word of God? Not the word of man, but the word of God. I pray that I will not be speaking here my own ideas, my own thoughts, my own passions, But it will be, I will be that oracle, I will be that vessel that God will speak through. I will be that dish that you will eat from this morning. That is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Father, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. You know, please maybe let me take this opportunity to just ask you to be part of what the Lord is doing in the ministry. Yes, they will share. They will share the many projects that we are busy with here. Yes, they will be shared with you. Yes, please do join us in this work of God. Yes, do join us in this work of God. Join us in this work of God. Let's join hands and do the work of God together. Yes, let us do that. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen. Yes, I want to talk about the subject of faith, perhaps looking at the children of Israel. And you know, this is the message that was also, you know, shared in the week, and you know, as the Lord was touching us in the midweek service, and we begin to hear new things and what the Lord was saying about what in this incident that happened when the children of Israel were just about to cross River Jordan. And we are going to expand on it a little bit today. And as we meditate on this subject of faith and what God is expecting us to do when we are faced with certain situations or when we have received the word of God upon our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to read from the book of Joshua. We will start from chapter 3. We're going to read Joshua chapter 3, and we will start from verse, let's start from verse 15. All right, let's start from verse 15. We're going to read from Joshua chapter 3. We'll start from verse 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, and remember, you know, keep in mind as we go through this what you know, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says. Can you just share the scripture? We'll keep this one at the back of our mind. We'll keep this one at the back of our mind as we go through what is happening here. Okay, all right. So faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. So this is what we are going to keep at the back of our mind as we are going through scriptures today. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. So let us go to this Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. We will start from verse 15. Hallelujah. We'll start from verse 15. We'll start from verse 15. Now, the Bible says here that as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap before that. Okay, let me just let's go to verse. Let's start from verse 10. Let's start from verse 10. Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 10. We will come back to this right now. Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 10. Now, they are about to go they're about to cross the river Jordan. Hallelujah. They're about to cross the river Jordan. Now, this is the generation, just to remind you, that were not there when the children of Israel rebelled. Okay, if they were not there, they were below the age of 20. So most of those people who rebelled, and certainly most of those people who did cross the river, who crossed the Red Sea and who were of age, were no longer around. Hallelujah. And here Joshua is standing before the river Jordan, and God is speaking to them to cross over. Verse 10 says, and Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Gigazites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. He said, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into Jordan. Verse 12. Now therefore take for yourself 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that came down from the upstream, and they shall stand as heap. Verse 14. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, Jordan, the edge of the water, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far at Adam, and at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until the people had crossed over completely. Now, here, first of all, that we have to understand is that Like never before, at the time that they were there, they had never experienced that the River Jordan had been that full. And God chose this time that they should cross the river when Jordan was full. Hallelujah. As they were camping all around Jordan River, there were times when indeed that the rivers were low, but that was not the time that God chose that the children of Israel should cross over. But they received the word of God to cross over Jordan when it is at its worst. Hallelujah. When it is not crossable at all. So Jordan at this point was overflowing. Jordan was overflowing at this time. Hallelujah. It wasn't the time when they were thinking that they would cross over, but God says it is time to actually go over Jordan. Hallelujah. Go over Jordan. It was overflowing at this point in time. Hallelujah. But God chose that time for them to actually cross over. Hallelujah. They received the word of God. Now I want to tell you this, that faith will begin with the word of God. Faith begins with the word of God. Faith is when we hear the word of God and we act on it. So here, the Jordan River is full. It's not dry yet, it's not parted yet, but the Jordan River is full. And here God said to them, you are going to cross over. Not at any time, but when it is most unlikely that anybody can cross the river. When it's most unlikely that even a miracle can take place. And God spoke to the children of Israel that this is the time that you are going to do one to cross over. Let me say that to you, that when you receive the word of God, you will receive it at the time when it is most unlikely that such a thing is even possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, like like Sarah, you know, like Sarah, you know, when you hear of this thing that is going to happen, and you like, you laugh, because now, how is it even possible that at my age, that something like that can happen? So when you're receiving the word of God, you will receive it if it is God, because God always wants himself to be, he wants to be God at all times. Let me put it like this to you, that if it is possible by human effort, then it is not God. So God will come in when all men's wisdom has failed, when all men's plans will fail. That's when God will come in. So God gives them a word to cross when they were not even thinking about it. You know, sometimes you wish that God would tell you to give whatever it is to support the work of God, or whatever, support somebody. You wish that you would receive that word when you have money. But then you receive the word when you have the last penny, and God tells you that you have to take that very thing that you have and have to go and help somebody. Then you know that is God. When God becomes God, when everything else does not make sense, then it must be God. Hallelujah. So he tells them at this point in time that you are going to cross, hallelujah, you are going to cross River Jordan. When it does what? When it overflows. The River Jordan overflows. It was overflowing its banks. Hallelujah. It was overflowing its banks. So the river was overflowing its banks. That was the time when they received the word. Now it is time to cross. I don't know what you have heard. I don't know what God told. But let me tell you something. Faith begins with God. It is that word that God drops in your life, which has become a seed that God promises. You know, when you talk about the substance, we are talking about God's guarantee that what he says to you, it will work. When you talk about the substance, you're talking about God's guarantees on his promises. So when God speaks, gives the word into your life, he gives you the guarantee that this word will bring forth what it purposes to do. Hallelujah. Can I speak to somebody here? That when God drops a word in your life, he promises that although everything around you does not make sense, that this will be a time to do anything crazy. But God says, look, I give you the guarantee. Hallelujah. Faith is when God gives you the word, not only the word, but he also gives you the guarantee. He gives you the promise and he gives you the guarantee. That is the substance that we have, the guarantee that it will happen. So it will depend on us. Hallelujah, whether we want to believe God. Who is God? Who is this God? Hallelujah. Now, if you know who is this God, you will not even think twice when he says to you, I can do it. Because this is the God who created the whole world out of nothing. Hallelujah. And he is the God who promised that he will finish. And indeed, within 6 days, he had finished the work of creating the world. Come on, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. God, in 6 days, created all that you can see around you. Hallelujah. This is the kind of reputation that he has. This is the kind of reputation that he has. That when he says he's going to do something, he's going to start it and he's going to finish it. You know, he's not like many of us. Many of us, we promise things that we do not do. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Some of us, when we tell you we're going to do something, say, we'll see about that. Because we don't have a reputation. Oh, I hope I'm talking to somebody today. You were created in the image of God. You better start looking like God from today. Hallelujah. You were created in the image of God. You better start talking and thinking like God. May your word be your promise that comes with a guarantee. Am I talking to somebody? May your word be a promise that comes with a guarantee. Many of times we speak the word. We tell people, I'll see you tomorrow, I'll see you in the afternoon. But that word has got no guarantee. Because we can decide that we're not going to do it. It has got no substance. It has got no guarantee. It's got no guarantee. It's just a word. But God, when he gives you the word for you to believe on, now listen to me, when he gives you a word for you to believe on, he backs it with the guarantee that he will surely do it. Hallelujah. And you can rely on this reputation. Amen. Many of us, we start things and we do not finish. But God, look at God. Look at the task that he had to create all that we see. But what did he do? He finished it. Indeed, he finished it.
So when God says it is time to cross, and you look at the river, it's overflow, it says, oh my God, can we do it tomorrow? Can we do it tomorrow when the things are a little bit down? There's too much water. Oh, please, God, there's too much water today. There's too much water today, please. Can we just wait for this water to a little bit go down? Let us be reasonable. So if you want to be reasonable, if you want to be logical, you are not going to go anywhere with God. Can I say that again? If you want to be logical about the things of God, if you want to be reasonable, if you want to be sensible, let me tell you something. You are not going to experience anything from God. God will come to you when it does not make sense to do anything. And he says, this is the time to do it, because he wants to be God. God does not want anybody to help him. God, when God does something, he wants to make sure that people will say, there was no way it was going to be done. It was no way. There was no way. Then you know God made a way where there was no way. Hallelujah. When there is still a slight chance that something could happen by chance, God is not going to be in it. God is going to be in it. When God tells you it is time, it chooses the time when Jordan River is overflowing. He says, let us cross. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here today? Am I talking to somebody here today? Hallelujah. 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 Am I talking to somebody here today? God will choose the times when it is most unlikely that anything will happen by chance. Most unlikely that anything will happen by chance. And God will choose that moment for you to step out in faith. Hallelujah. To step out in faith. Are you in the house of God? Are you in the house of God? Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. 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 So they begin to cross. They begin to cross the River Jordan. Hallelujah. They begin to cross. We saw what the Lord has done. Yes, the moment the priest stepped onto touched the waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when the word of God comes into you and it convicts you, it immediately propels you into action. Hallelujah. It immediately propels you into action. Am I talking to somebody here today? Now, this is the kind of action that does not say, I want to wait for things to align first. Here are the children of Israel. God waited for the priest to put their feet in the waters first before the water parted. Hallelujah. God wanted them to take that step of faith. God wanted to take the step of faith. Listen to me. You have to approach the overflowing Jordan River and put your foot in there. That's when you will start to see things opening in your life. Am I talking to somebody else? Somebody is waiting for God to move. It's like, who's going to blink first? And looking at you, who's going to blink? Who's going to move first? No, it does not work like that. You have to believe God and begin to walk in that direction, even when everything else says it's not going to work. Am I some? If you're going to enjoy a life of faith, that's how it works. You approach an overflowing river and put your foot in there. You are not even putting your foot to test anything. You are putting your foot because you want to walk through a full river, believing that God is going to part it for you. Am I talking to somebody here? When you put your faith, many people would put the faith just to see if anything is going to happen. When you walk into that water, you're not looking to test God. If God is going to be faithful, what are you doing? You are going already. That water will have to split in response to your faith. Oh, Jesus Christ. That water will have to split in response to your faith. God has implanted that faith in you. It's the one that is you who will bring it to pass. God implanted that faith in you. It's you who will birth it out. Hallelujah. It's you who will birth it out. When the faith is being birthed like that, there is no river, no matter how full it is, that it will stand such faith. Hallelujah. That a person who's not going to wait for things to line up. Many of us, we do not experience God fully. Why? It's because we are waiting for things to work. Faith is risk. Faith, not just any kind of risk. It's risking. You're risking everything based on what God has said. You are prepared to throw everything as long as God has said it. As long as God, all you want to know, has God said it? Has he said anything? If God has said anything, that's enough for me. I want, hallelujah, Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. Are you blessed, Bazalan? Are you blessed, Bazalan, right now? Are you being stirred up in your spirit to believe again? To believe again. Hallelujah. You know, let me tell you something. Sometimes when we are ready to believe God, when we are ready to, something worse happens. But hey, you know what? Those things are not supposed to stop you. Those should actually be the things that will encourage you to move on. Hallelujah. To do what? To move on. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Say glory to Jesus Christ. Yes, they begin to walk. Let's go back to the scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. They begin to walk across this river Jordan. Hallelujah. 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 So they begin to walk. So it was when the people set out, verse 14. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan, with the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priest who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water. Yes, that the waters, oh hallelujah, there is a step that this miracle is waiting for. The step of faith. We call it a step of faith. Hallelujah. Walking in the direction that everybody and everything says, don't go there. Something that makes no sense. Hallelujah. Going the opposite direction of what is expected. Yes, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in the heap very far at Adam the city. That is beside Zeratan. So the waters that went down into the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely. I just want us to go to Joshua 4. Joshua 4, there's something there that I believe that the Lord wants to speak about this morning. Let's look at Joshua 4 right now. We'll start from verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, have you heard something? God say something? Ask somebody, have you heard anything from God? Hallelujah. Then it's time to act on it. Hallelujah. Verse 4, it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourself 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourself 12 stones, say 12 stones, from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm, you shall carry them over with you and lift them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. And then Joshua called the 12 men from whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Now God says to them that in the middle of the river, you shall find stones. Hallelujah. In the middle of the river. Now, if you're thinking of the river, you know, the middle of the river is probably the deepest part of the river. And God says it is in that point where you must now begin to think of your future. Am I talking to somebody? He's speaking to them about their tomorrow, right in the midst of the river. Am I talking to somebody here? God begins to say to them, do something that is unexpected to show that indeed I will completely get you out of this place. I will completely, safely cross you over that place. I want you to take stones from the depth of the river. And he says that stones will be for a memorial. It will be a testimony. It will be the evidence that you have been there. It will be the evidence that at one point you were in the middle of the river. Am I talking to somebody else here? Now listen to me. When we're talking about the conviction that we have, when we're talking about the evidence, when you talk about the evidence of this, we are talking about the things that you do when you are in the middle of your problem that shows us that you have hope concerning the future. Am I talking to somebody here? Now listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. When we're talking about the evidence, we're talking about the things that you do when you are in the middle of something. Hallelujah. When you are in the middle of something, that shows that you know that you are there not to stay. Hallelujah. I suppose when you are in the middle of the river, all you want to see, all you are focusing on, it is the end of this thing. It is the end of this thing, is to see yourself on the other side. Am I talking to somebody else? But God says, do not focus. Do not focus on that. Look down where you are and you shall begin to see something. Because when you do that, you know, many of us, we just want to see ourselves out of our problems. Hallelujah. We just want to see ourselves do what? Want to see ourselves out of our problems. Look at your neighbor. Say, you just want to see yourself out of the problem. And God began to say, don't look there. Just look where you are, because you must begin to do something. That shows me that you really believe that I'm going to take you the other side. You know, many of our prayers is just to see ourselves the other side. Our sleepless nights is about to see us, ourselves, the other side. God says, begin to do something today, not tomorrow. Don't put anything off for tomorrow. No, do it today. This thing will be the evidence. Hallelujah. This thing will be the evidence that when you were in the middle of something, you really did believe God. You know, sometimes when I'm listening to testimonies of true faith, they're amazing. It's about what people were doing when they were in the midst of trouble. Yes, the greatest of testimonies about faith are what people were doing when they were in the midst of something that showed indeed that they believed the word of God, that what God said about their lives is going to happen. That those are the most moving testimonies concerning faith. Hallelujah. You can talk about any great man of faith. That is the story. That is the story. When you are in the midst of the reef, when you're in the bottom of the bottom and just hoping to just come up. And in fact, let me say this. You know, sometimes it is in the bottom of the river where the turnaround is experienced. You know, can I say that again? It is often in the bottom of the river when the turnaround is experienced. Listen to me. I'm telling you that the bottom of the river is the bottom of the bottom. It's the bottom of the bottom. There is no other bottom below the bottom of the river. Tell your neighbor, there's no other bottom after this bottom. Hallelujah. There's no other bottom after this bottom. Can you tell another person next to you, say, are you experiencing the bottom? Tell him, there's no other bottom after this bottom. You better look around and start collecting testimonies. Hallelujah. You better look around and begin to do something that shows us that when you're in the middle of something, indeed you did believe God, that one day, that what God has promised you, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. There are many things that die in the bottom of the rivers because people do not begin to do things that will be tomorrow. The evidence. Tomorrow, people look at it and say, indeed, this God was with him. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Am I talking to somebody else? You know, when you are in the, you know, when things are not working out, I know you have got faith. I know you believe God. But instead, things have been getting worse and worse. Is it about ministry? Is it about your calling? Is it about your business? Is it about your profession? Whatever God has said that you will become. But right now, what you're looking at is the bottom of the bottom. Yes, congratulations. Because I can tell you, I can prophesy to you that after the bottom, it shall be the rising. After the bottom, it shall be the rising. Am I talking to somebody here? After the bottom shall be the rising. Hallelujah. I know you expected because God had promised you this thing. You thought it was going to be smooth sailing. Some of us, when God spoke to us about ministry, we thought in a year or two, things will be like, hey, I'm telling you, we'll be cruising in ministry. Oh man, from there, it went down and down. It went down and down. I'm telling you, it went down for years. We're going down this river for years. For years, going down. Oh, we have not even reached the bottom, but we thought it was going to be smooth sailing. Hallelujah. No, man. It does not work. But you know what? It's the things that we did in that moment that shows that we believed God. Hallelujah. It's the way we preach, even when there's nobody in the church. It's the way we preach, even when there are five people in the church. Then I know, you know that this person knew how to pick up their stone. Am I talking to somebody here? That there is nothing that is going to change me. It's going to change what I believe about God. There is nothing around me. There is nothing around me except what God has said to me and was confirmed in my heart. Let me tell you something. If you want to go into ministry, for instance, or want to do anything in business or want to believe God for something, don't go by what other people are saying, not even by the prophets. No, they prophesy to me that I'm a man of God and I'm called. That's not enough. No, the man of God prophesied to me that I'll be this business, powerful business. No, that's not enough. Get it from God. Let God speak to you. Let me tell you something. What we say out there must be a confirmation of what God has said to you. Because it's not going to be now. When you go down the bottom, who are you going to look for? Are you going to look for the prophet? No, man. What sustains you at the bottom of the river, it is that word that was spoken to you. It must be the word that you had clearly when God said cross. Hallelujah. When God said cross. Because right there, you begin to say, pick stones. I said, oh, I thought, no, pick stones. Because this was a time when you must begin to do something that is not done in the bottom of the river. Something that does not make sense. Now, let me tell you about Abraham. Because of time, I want you to go and read Romans 4. Let's just read it quickly. We'll start from verse 16. Romans 4, we'll start from verse 16. Hallelujah. And let us hear what God says, what Paul says about Abraham here. So therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. That is you and I. Hallelujah. Who is the father of us all? Jesus. Hallelujah. As it is written, I've made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Oh, the one who calls things that are not existing as they exist. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you are seeing. It doesn't matter. If God has called it, if God has seen you the other side, if God has seen you the other side, it is done. It does not matter if the circumstances agree or not. When God calls it so, it is so. Tell your neighbor, when God calls it so, it is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to that, to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. Now, Abraham, people of God, Abraham received a message from God. Hallelujah. That he's going to be a father of nations. Hey, things were, there was nothing. If you receive something and there's nothing, join the children of Abraham. I say to you, join the children of Abraham. Hallelujah. Welcome. We are the kind of people who receive things when nothing says anything. Amen. We are the children of, of Abraham, we are the children of people of faith. We receive things, we're nothing. We only walk by the word and nothing more and nothing less. Hallelujah. We just walk by the word. Now you receive the word, and when it was over, production factory was closed. It was finished. But he received the word and believed God. Hallelujah. He had to believe God when nothing else says, hey, we can still use, but why God didn't come when I was like, hey, 30, you know? I mean, how do I raise a nation? How do I raise a nation when I'm 60? At 60, I'm just, oh man. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So here is Abraham. He received the word of God at that age, and he believes it, and he begins to walk in it. And the Bible says he did not even waver. Hallelujah. He did not even do what? He did not even waver. Hallelujah. He did not do what? He did not even waver. Hallelujah. Let's continue reading that Romans again. Romans 4, let's go down. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. He did not even stagger at the promise of God. He did not even stagger at the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who contrary to hope? God did not. Who contrary to hope? Believed so that he became the father of many nations. There we are. Became the father of many nations. He did not stagger at the promises of God. Is this, can somebody say he did not stagger at the promises of God? Now here is Abraham. He believes God, and finally he gets a child. Finally gets a child. Very late. He gets a child. And when he thought he was celebrating this, guess what happened? And God says to him, I want you to give this child to me as a sacrifice. I mean, imagine. Hallelujah. Imagine. I mean, what is he thinking? What is the chance of me? I've worked so hard for this. Hallelujah. I've worked so hard for this. I mean, you remember the testimony that was given by my daughter the seventh week. She said she had saved money for something. She has saved money for something. And she worked hard to save that money for that. Right at the end, when she thinks this time to do it, and God says, give it to me. And God says, give to me that money. You had it. Hallelujah. You had her. Hallelujah. You had her. Saying, God said to her, give me that money. Amen. You know, having waited so much and having struggled so much, you know what? And as I was meditating upon this, and I realized this, that sometimes God does do these kind of things because he wants to make sure that you know it is not by your strength when you do it. It is not that you are a good saver of money. It's not because you are anything like. When God sees those things, he wants to remove them from. It is a good thing to save money. But if you think it's because you save money that you are able to do certain things and leave God out of it, God will say, okay, because this one you think it was your effort. Okay, bring it to me. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's the relationship that we have with the things that God wants. Hallelujah. That God will say, there's a problem here. I want you to get rid of it. Because some of us, we are so attached to this thing and not to God that we will refuse. That will say, I'm not God. It is not God. You heard it, they said, it's my mind, it's my mind. How many of you would say, it's my mind? When God says to you, I see that you have worked hard, you have done things, okay, fine. I want to give it to me. Oh, no, because God can see that you have got a better relationship with this thing. Hallelujah. I want to detach you from it. So when you give it, you feel like something has gone off, a piece of you has left you. Then you know, God was dealing with something here. Hallelujah. Am I talking to some? But here is the man. And the man of God, Abraham, he believes God. And he takes the child. He takes everything that he needs for a sacrifice. Hallelujah. And he goes. Hallelujah. He was ready to even give that which he worked hard for. Things that he waited for months and years. And it was not coming. He was willing to still give it. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Here is the thing that we are talking about. Your behavior that you believe God Indeed, it will show in the way you relate to even the things that you think you've acquired through your own efforts. Hallelujah. Things that you have worked for. Now here is Abraham, and he takes his son and he goes to slaughter him. Hallelujah. At that moment, when he had decided already, that son was dead. As far as Abraham had reached a point where the son was already dead. Yeah. As far as he was concerned, he was, in other words, detached from him as though he was dead. It was at that moment that God indeed became that provider. Am I talking to somebody here? So he did not remove his faith from God. Hallelujah. That God was going to do it. Even if God was taking that which he thought was contributing to that which God wants him to be. Am I talking to somebody? And he even removed it to that because God wanted that also to be dealt with. Hallelujah. When you begin to see things coming into our life and we begin to say, now things are happening. Now we are getting there. And God sees, what is this pride? What is this? And God begins to say, I want this. I want that. So that in the end, your motives must be pure. In the end, God will deal with everything in our lives. When we are there, we knew it was God and nothing else. It was not anything else, but it was God. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Now listen to me. If you want to experience this faith that we see in Hebrews chapter 11, you just have to believe that when God plants something in your life, it is something that you must bear. Hallelujah. It's something that you must bear. And this will require to take steps to show that you are really convicted of the thing that you have received. You know, some people say, I believe God. But listen, there is no conviction without action. If the word of God truly convicted you, you know, when I talk about the conviction, we are talking about the presentation of the proofs and the evidence that is considered carefully. That you see when it comes to the verdict in courts and all that. Now, this is what it is all about. Hallelujah. If you are convicted, there will be the proof. There will be the evidence of your convictions. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? There will be the evidence of your conviction from long before anything comes to pass in your life. Hallelujah. Your life today must be an example of a person who believes in God. Many of us as Christians, we start something and we leave it. Do you know that by faith, God created the world? If you believe the Bible, you will know that God created things, created the whole world by faith. Yes, he spoke by faith. Let there be, and it was. By faith, God created, brought all these things to pass. And God wants us to live by that. But you see, faith requires that you must see things that are not there or call things that are not there. As if they are there, or if they are, hallelujah. That which God has started in your life, he will bring to pass. Oh, because he's the faithful God. Am I talking to somebody here? And I want you to be encouraged, because some of you have got great dreams. Some of you, God has deposited things in our lives, but there are things that have taken us off track. There are many ministers, and I want to speak to ministers who will be watching me. There are many ministers that God deposited great ministries in them. Great ministries in them. But because of the toils and the struggles of ministry, many of them compromised. Many of them thought it was not possible because they walked by sight. The moment you walk by sight in your life, you are losing it. You are losing the plot. You are losing it as a Christian. The moment you open your eyes and begin to look at things that are not, hallelujah, things that are negative, things that are discourage you, when the moment you believe the lies of the devil, somebody say, you are looking at the lies. Tell the person next to you, you are looking at the lies. The truth is what God has said. Just wait for that truth to materialize and align in your life. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? So this is my message to you today. This is my message to you today. That in this moment, rise and show that you are a person of faith. I want to challenge him. When nothing says, yes, it is time to rise in faith. Not when everybody agrees that you can do it. Hallelujah. Some people say, I don't want to talk to people because they will tell me they'll discourage me and so on. Okay, fine. Maybe protect yourself and do that. But people are going to say it. People are going to talk. They'll find you doing something and say, no, it's not going to work. Look for negative affirmations. Look for those criticisms, because these are the things that shows you are in the bottom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? Look for those things. Look for people who, you know, say, okay, fine. You know, the problem is that we want people who are going to say positive things. They are few and far apart. So that's what I'm saying, don't even look for them. Many are those who come to you and say, it's not happening. It's not going to happen, no. Never. You know, man. It's not going to happen. Those are the people that will be around your life. But listen to me. Take it. These people are actually agreeing with you that indeed this is the time to act by faith. There's a time to be a person of faith who demonstrates that he walks in faith and that he knows God. What is it in your life that can show people that you know God? The things that you have done are the things that everybody can do. Or that you have done things the same way that everybody has done them. You are different. You are a child of God. When it's all done, we shall look back and say, indeed, this person demonstrated in the middle of the river by picking up stones. Look at it now. It will stand forever as memorial. It shall stand forever as your testimonial. It shall stand forever as a testimony of what you have done when things were like this. I know when you're talking about testimonies, often you're talking about the good things that are happening today. But here there is another testimony. There's another testimony of what you have done in faith. Yes, there is another memorial of what you have done in faith when everything else was not. This is the thing that is going to encourage me. This is the thing that is going to encourage many people that are coming behind you. What you have done when nothing else says yes. Hallelujah. That is what is going to encourage us. That is what's going to say, yes, I can do that. Yes, I know that God is faithful. Indeed, I will act like that in this situation. I will not sit down. I will not accept anything lying down. I'm rising. Can I hear somebody says, I'm rising in faith? Can I hear somebody says, I'm rising in faith? Can I hear somebody that it is time to pick up stones? Can I hear somebody say, it is time to pick up stone? Look around. Forget too much and worrying about where you are going. Right now, it's time to do something that shows that you know this is not your final destination. Do something that will show that you know. No, this is not my end. This is just the beginning, the turnaround, the beginning of good things to come. Begin to say that from here, I'm going to ascend. I've been descending. I believe that I've reached the bottom of the bottom. Now it is time for me to begin to rise. And I will act and believe and declare and speak according to my faith, according to what I believe. Hallelujah. May God bless you. I just want to pray for people who are not born again. When you're talking about faith, you cannot have faith if you are not born again. It starts with God. It starts with a relationship with God. I want to pray with you. If you say, man of God, pray with me. I want to accept Jesus. I want you to believe with me right now. Are you ready? Are you ready to pray? Say, pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you have died for me. I believe you came in the flesh and you died for me. I believe that you rose again. I believe that you're alive right now. You're seated on the right hand of God and you're praying for me. That's why I'm listening to this live stream, because you have got a purpose with my life. Heavenly Father God, I receive the faith of salvation right now. I receive that faith that you're planting in my heart. I'm saying yes, Lord. I open my heart, come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior from today. Lord, I pray, change my life. Make me a new person. So also, like Abraham, I can be a person of faith. Thank you, Father, for giving me a new life, for giving me a new opportunities in life. Me too, from today, I will not walk by sight, but I will walk by faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.